It's day 5 of the October 16, 2016 Community Audio Challenge month. And we're still on Desert Islanders. Which music would you like to take with you? This is day 5, obviously, in that desert island. And the music I would choose today is from a particular Scots music album. And with all the many, many albums or tracks of Scots music.
I don't know what you mean by from Scores music.
Would you believe that? Sarah just heard me say something and decided she should chip in. Usually when I ask her, she doesn't respond at all. Oh, well, that was a bit of a wheelie there, wasn't it? Anyway, back to Scottish music and all the stuff I could listen to. I couldn't actually believe my ears this morning when I heard Nama at the Camwater 73. Her audio track for today was a Corrie's track. Amazing, brilliant stuff. Because that's what I'm going to be playing anyway. As I said, there's pipe bands and all kind of folk bands and Celtic and. And it's not to say I don't love those, I do love those, but today I'm picking an album by the Corries. And the track I'm going to play is Killiecrankie, to give its full title, On the Braes of Killiecrankie. And Killiecrankie was a battle in 1689 against the Jacobites, the Catholic, if you like, the Catholic Jacobites who were rebelling, followers of the Stuarts, in particular at that time, James II and VII. And they, without going into too much detail about the battle, they came into conflict at the village of Killiecrankie, and they met against General Mackay, who was leading the Protestant stroke English troops, who were in defence of, at that time, an outsider brought in called William of Orange. Now, we won't go into all the Catholic and Orange stuff and Scots and English, but that's where they met. And the leader of the Scots was First Viscount Dundee. So Dundee, his men met Mackay's men at Killiecrankie and took to battle. And basically Dundee's men routed the English completely at that one. Unfortunately, it didn't mean that we didn't get wiped out later on, but at a different battle. But no matter, so that's what it was all about. And the lyrics to the song are beautiful. A little story aside on this is that they're at Killiecrankie, which, if you ever get the chance to come to Scotland, go and see Killiecrankie. It is a stunning little village, but it's the river as it meanders through a big chasm. And it's just absolutely beautiful. Great visitor centre. But to stand on the high rocks on either side of the chasm down to the river. It's not hundreds of feet or anything like that, but it's still absolutely beautiful. And it's a story, more a fable I'd say, is that one of the English redcoats who was on the wrong side of the river, running bear. So he was obviously just about to get butchered, and so he ran as fast as he could, and he came to the chasm and run so hard that he leapt across to the other side in pure fear, a feat that would never have happened by any person under normal circumstances. It's a fable, because if you do go to Killiecrankie and go to that particular spot, you'll see that you need to be one of the top athletes with Lycra and rock it up your back passage to get across that particular leap. But a good story nonetheless. But Killiecrankie itself, yes, it's a must-see. So anyway, the The Corries, who were originally a group, basically a trio, then eventually became just a duo, and more famous as a duo of Roy Williamson and Ronnie Brown. Unfortunately, Roy Williamson, a great songwriter and singer, obviously died a few years ago. Ronnie's carrying on his tradition on his own. And Roy actually wrote the words to Flour of Scotland, or Flour of Scotland. And it was all to do with the defeat of the English at Bannockburn in 1314. Obviously, Roy wasn't about that day. And there's a wonderful video of Roy and Ronnie, black and white video of them walking down through Killiecrankie itself. And it's a black and white movie, if you like. And they've got their guitars and they're playing and singing this song. And it's very, very... It's very beautiful to watch, and it's very touching, for a Scots person at least, to hear the lyrics of the song and to see them marching down through Killiecrankie as the troops would have done at the day. A little bit of information just before I go. And if I remember, I'll put the words into the description, if I remember. The first three verses and the chorus of Killiecrankie was written by Robbie Burns, no less. Our great Robbie Burns, the poet. So there you go. So it's the Corries and Killiecrankie. I love this piece of music. Absolutely love it. And I hope you do too. And I hope you come to Scotland. And I hope you go and see Killiecrankie. Because you'll be missing out on something if you don't go and see it. There you go. Promotion, I should be on the tourist board. Anyway, hope you enjoy it.
For even se brawled, for even se brankiu, for even se brawled, come ye by Killiecrankie. And ye had been what I hae been, ye wad na been sae canty, oh. And ye had seen what I hae seen, and the braes o' Killiecrankie, oh. I fought at land, I fought at sea, at hame I fought my anty, oh. But I met the devil and done. And the braes o' Killiecrankie, oh. And ye had been what I hae been, ye wad have been sae canty, oh. And ye had seen what I hae seen, and the braes o' Killiecrankie, oh. The bolt that car fell way afar, and clamors gat a clang. And I had fed a wrath o' gled on the braes o' Killiecrankie, oh. And ye had been what I hae been, ye wad have been sae canty, oh. And ye had seen what I hae seen on the braes o' Killiecrankie, oh. Oh, fie Mackay, what garred ye lie in the bush ayont the brankie, oh. Ye'd better kiss King Willie's loaf and come by Killiecrankie, oh. There's nae shame, there's nae shame, there's nae shame to swing thee. Slays on other braes, and the deals at Killiecrankie, oh. And ye had been what I hae been, ye wad have been sae canty, oh. And ye had seen what I hae seen, and the braes o' Killiecrankie.